Good morning. Let's begin with prayer.
早晨好，那我们以祷告来开始。
Lord, thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
Thank you for your goodness to us.
谢谢你对我们的良善。
For work in our lives.
在我们生命中的工作。
I say you will be with us as we study your word today.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你和我们同在。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
All right, I'm wrapping up a few things that to kind of wrap up from where we were last week before we move into the book of Acts.
然后在我们进到使徒行传之前，我把上个星期没讲完的要把它讲完。
I ended up last week with talking a bit about Matthew 5:48, and I wanted to start there.
上次我最后讲马太福音五章四十八节。
And look then a bit at what this looks like in practice.
就是在实际的生活中，这个是什么样的
？But I wanted to pick up from Matthew 5:48, where Jesus says, "You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect."
马太福音五章四十八节，主耶稣说：“你们要完全，像你们的天父那样完全。
”And I began talking a bit about what he means by that.
那我就上次讲到说，这个是什么意思
？It's not a standard of performance.
这个不是一个。好像一个表现的一个衡量。
It is love in action, practice.
是爱在实际中的实际的行动中展现出来。
There are two mistakes I think we can make when we look at a verse like Matthew 5:48.
当我们看像马太福音五章四十八节的这样的经文的时候，有时候我们会犯两个错误。
One mistake is a word that I was going to ask you about before class.
一个是其中一个词是我在开始之前我要问大家。
And the other is a word that I've made up because I can't find the word that says what I want it to say.
另外一个词呢是我自己想出来的，因为我找不到一个合适的词来描述我想表达。
One mistake is the word perfectionism.
一种就是 is this one you make
no, 完美主义。This is The next one will be worse.
一种是完美主义。
Perfectionism takes what Jesus said, you must be perfect.
这个完美主义呢，就是说，或者他把主耶稣所说的话
makes it an absolute standard of performance.
他把它弄成一个完全的一个，就是完美的表现。
And then says,
然后说
we must accomplish that.In our power, our ability.
说要按照我们的力量，按照我们的能力来完成这个完美的表现，这个标准，达到完美的标准。
And that approach to Matthew 5:48 quickly becomes incredibly discouraging.
如果用这样的方式来理解、来实行马太福音五章四十八节，很快你就垂头丧气。
Because none of us,
因为我们之中没有任何一个人
can live up to that,
可以达到这个标准
and so we become very frustrated very quickly.
所以我们很快的就灰心丧气
In our ability, in our strength,
在我们的能力，在我们的力量之内
there is no way for us to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind.
绝对没有能力去尽心尽性尽力爱主我们的神。
We don't have that ability.
我们没有这个能力。
We can't love him completely. We're too pulled by other things.
我们就是被好像两个东西所拉扯，我们没有完全没有办法全心的爱他。
In our ability,
在我们自己的能力之内。
We can't love our neighbor as ourselves.
我们也没有办法爱人如己。
Because I like me a lot.
因为我很喜欢我自己。
And you're okay.
你没关系，你也还好。
But if it comes down to having to choose between the two of me, two of us,
在我们两个之间要做选择的话
，I'm going to choose me.
我肯定要选择我自己的利益，把我自己放在前面。
Right?
Yes.
Especially if Richard is the other option.
没上的那个理查德跟我正好是相反的。
And so, in our ability,
在我们自己的能力内
，this becomes impossible.
这个是不可能的。
That's perfectionism.
所以那种完美主义是不可能的。
Rich young man who comes to Jesus.
有一个年轻的副官到主耶稣面前。
Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life?
我父子啊，我当做什么才能得永生呢？
What must I do?
他说的是，我能够，我当做什么？
Perfectionism is all about doing.
所以这个完美主义呢，他的这种就是去解释的方式，就是所有他的重点就是在做什么，做什么。
Even when we define it as I have from Matthew 5 as love, it is still doing. It is still a kind of loving.
所以呢，
it depends on us.
即使是说，马太福音第五章最后讲到爱嘛，然后他就说，即使是爱，他也觉得这是我去做什么，在我的一个好像一个爱的彰显，我的行动，就他就强调在做。
A few years ago, I began to realize.
几年以前我就意识到
that much of what happens in church is about doing.
在教会好像所发生的很多事情就是要去做事，要做。
A whole list of things that we must do.
就是有一个清单，就是我们要做这个，做那个。
And I realized that this rich young ruler would be very comfortable in church.
所以我就意识到，这个年轻的富官，如果他来教会，他会很觉得非常的舒服，很安逸。
Because he was happy if he could be given a list of things to do that he could check off.
因为呢，如果给他一个清单，就告诉他这是你要做的事儿，他能够把它都打勾。他觉得这样对他来讲是很容易，也很，他也很喜欢这样的模式。
I have been thinking recently about how we shape the values of our people.
我现在在想，我们在如何塑造我们周围人的价值观。
Whether it's political values, religious values, social values.
不管是他们对于政治、对于社会、对于还有这个信宗教的这个就是信仰方面他们的价值观。
And one of the ways we do that is through the language we use, the words we use.
其中一种方式就是通过我们的所用的词语，我们的那个语言。
That's why.
那就是为什么
to take a political but also a social and religious moral issue
比如说你在讲到一个政治上其实也是社会也是一个道德的一个议题
I want to be identified as pro-life
我想被人认同为我是那个支持生命看重生命的
but when the New York Times refers to to my position, they call it anti-abortion.
但是呢，那个《纽约时报》他说你就是反堕胎的。
The language
这样的
creates a set of values.
所以他这用的这个语言呢，就创造了一套的这种价值体系、价值观。
And what I call pro-abortion, they call pro-choice.
然后我们称为就是说，他们是。看重倾向于这个堕胎的他们就把它称为他们是倾向于有自我选择的有选择性的
Why?
为什么
Because choice sounds a whole lot more appealing than abortion
因为这个选择这个词听起来就比堕胎这个词听起来更有吸引力
Yesterday morning I read an article from the New York Times
昨天早晨我读了一篇纽约时报的文章
And at the end of the article I realized two things
在我读完的时候我就意识到两件事情
Nothing in the article was completely false
他在这个文章里面所说的东西呢你要听起来也不是完全的错完全的虚假
But the entire article was a lie
但是整个文章却是一个大大的谎言、
yeah.
Very carefully worded to create an impression that was not true.
然后呢，他就是用那个用词啊，非常的精巧。他说那个词是他是编造过，就是很精巧的编排在一起，然后来创造一个不是真实的一个东西，一个谎言。
Without blatantly saying something that could be demonstrated as false, you understand?
然后就不是说这么公开的这样表现出来，让你一下就能看到说这是个错的。
Our words shape our values.
所以我们的词语其实是在塑造我们的价值观。
And so,
所以呢
I listen often in church.
所以我在教会也经常听到。
I try to listen always in church. But
虽然我在教会想听，但是怎么也听不到。
I realize that sentence if it takes it out of context.
我觉得我。
how much of our language is about performance.
我们就是我们的这个词语语言，我们说这样的话里面的表达多少，其实是在传达了一个说这个表现的意思。
Are you willing to do this?
你想做这个吗
？Will you do this?
你想做那个吗
？Will you do this?
你可以做那个吗
？And it's not wrong. It's not wrong.
这样子说不是错的。
But if that is all of our language, it soon becomes the rich young ruler's religion.
如果我们就是所用的词语就完全就是这样。是这样的话，那很快呢就变成这个年轻副官的他的一个宗教信仰。
What must I do?
我必须要做什么？凭借你的
Matthew 19,
就是马太福音第十九章。
And here's one of the problems with that.
所以呢，这个其中的一个问题就在于
，We can never do enough.
我们永远做不到足够。
And so at some point.
所以到了一个点上，
We all end up like the rich young ruler who goes away sorrowful.
我们最后都像这个年轻副官一样，就忧忧愁愁的走了，因为我们永远也做不到。
Because at some point the standard is too high for us.
因为到了一定程度，这个标准对我们来讲就太高了。
And actually, you look at him.
你看这个年轻副官
and all the preachers preach very strong evangelistic sermons about this guy, and I feel sorry for him.
然后很多就是这个传道的人就讲的讲到就对这个年轻副官就是把他讲的好像做一个这个反面的例子，那我就其实挺为这个年轻副官抱不平，有点为他难过。
Because when Jesus says, what are the commands?
因为你看这个年轻副官说的。
Jesus lists the commandments.
然后主耶稣就列了一些这个诫命。
And he says, I've done all these things from my youth.
他说自从我那个从小时候开始我就都遵守了。
And Jesus does not say, no you didn't.
主耶稣没有说哎你没做。
It seems to me that Jesus accepts his words.
对我来讲好像主耶稣也接受他的这种说法。
And so before you look down on this poor guy,
所以你不要先看不起这个年轻的副官。
Let's do a survey.
让我们做一个先来做个调查。
Now I'm going to assume the first one we're safe.
第一个我想我们都很安全。
And Jesus says you shall not murder.
第一个主耶稣说不可杀人。
I'm going to hope that we are safe on the second one. You shall not commit adultery. No,
我想大家没有人说不可奸淫，我想也没有人犯奸淫，所以我们也不用。
You shall not steal.
不可偷盗。
From your youth have you consistently kept? You shall not bear false witness.
自从我们从小，难道我们是不是都很忠心的说我没有做过假见证？
Honor your father and mother.
孝敬父母。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
又当爱人如己。
And all of this young man says, I've done that.
这个对这一切，这个少年人都说，我都从小都遵守了。
And Brother Quincy doesn't believe it.
这个昆西弟兄不相信他说了这个话。
But at least from the record, it appears Jesus did.
但是从这个圣经上记载，主耶稣是相信他的话。
At least he doesn't bother to argue with him about it.
然后因为主耶稣起码没有说，就是说跟他辩说你不是这样的。
But I'm sorry to pick on Brother Quincy.
对不起啊，分析我。
But the fact that he doesn't believe it means, I think he is saying he couldn't make this testimony.
然后你之所以你不相信，你就证明他这个年轻副官所说的这些，不是真的。
And I suspect that none of the rest of us could.
我也觉得我们其中没有任何人可以把这些诫命都遵守了。
But here's the problem.
但是这个问题在于
，If perfection is about what you do.
如果这个完美主义
at some point
if it is
yeah,
如果这个完美主义就在于你所行的你所做的
at some point
到了一个点一个程度
standard is too high
这个标准太高了
Jesus says okay you've done pretty well
然后主耶稣说好啊你做的已经挺好的
and to all the evangelists I want to say he's done better than all the rest of us
就是说你要告诉那个传道者说他比我们大多数人都好行为都好
But if it's perfectionism,
但是如果是那个完美主义的话
if it's our accomplishment,
如果是在于我们所的我们的成就
standard up.
我们的成就我们的表现都可以把这个标准再放高一些
You're close.
主耶稣说你离这个标准比较接近了
If you want to be perfect,
如果你想要完全的话
Go sell everything and give it to the poor.
就变卖你所有的给分给穷人
And all of a sudden we reach the point where I can't go that far.
然后又突然就到了一个点上这个人说我不能做那么多
Perfectionism always fails.
这个完美主义最终它一定会失败
If we use that as the standard.
如果我们用完美主义来做这个标准的话来做
But here's where I'm being very unkind to my translator.
现在要讲个词估计是很难办的。
You can't look it up because it's not a word.
我也找不出来，不用查字典，因为这不是一个词。
But you know what imperfect is.
我们大家都知道不完美是什么意思，不完全是什么意思。
And so the only thing I can come up with is imperfectionism.
所以我要唯一能想到的一个词就是不完美主义。
And that says it's impossible to do this in my own strength.
就是说，靠着我自己的能力，
And so、
绝对做不到的。
I'll just accept that I can't do it.
所以我就接纳这种事实，就是我做不到。
That's what happens in this story with the disciples.
所以这就是在这个故事里边门徒所说的
Because when the disciples watch this little exchange
所以当门徒看到主耶稣跟那个年轻副官的互动的时候
It says They say Well then Who can be saved
他们门徒就说这样的话那谁能得救呢
If we can't do enough
如果我们不能够做得足够
Then this just means that instead of doing We just have to say it's impossible
所以我们做不到那我们就只能说这是不可能的
There's no way to ever measure up.
没有人可以达到那个标准。
And Jesus says,
然后主耶稣就说
with us, with
对我们
it is impossible.
在人这是不能的。
But with God, all things are possible.
在神凡事都能。
The problem is not the standard.
这个问题不在于说有一个标准。
Because even in Jesus talking to this rich young ruler, he goes back to love. Love your neighbor as yourself.
因为就在主耶稣跟这个年轻的副官在谈论的时候，主耶稣也回到这个爱，爱人如己。
At the core is
这个问题的核心就是
who do we rely on?
我们到底
to allow us to meet God's requirements and demands?
到底是我们依靠什么，依靠谁来让我们达到神的这个要求呢？
I love a phrase from the Puritans back in the 17th century.
我很喜欢十七世纪来自于那个清教徒的一个词。
They said biblical commands.
他说这个符合圣经的这个诫命。
Are covered or hidden promises.
就是一个隐藏的应许。
A biblical command.
就是一个符合来自于圣经的这样的一个诫命和或者吩咐。
Is a covered promise.
是一个好像被遮盖的隐藏的一个应许。
Or we can say an implied promise.
或者是一个暗示的一个应许。
And what the implication is this. When Jesus says do something.
当主耶稣说你去做什么事情。
That implies a promise.
那就意味着一个应许。
That he will make it possible.
耶稣神使之成为可能。
And so he says to Peter,
所以他对彼得说
get out of the boat and walk across the water.
所以他就对彼得说你就在水面上就从船里出来在水面上行走
Impossible.
那是不可能的
But the fact that Jesus says do it implies that he's going to make it possible.
那主耶稣说你过来那就意味着说他会让这个不可能的事情成为可能
He says to the disciples,
他对门徒说
Feed these 5,000 men plus women and children. We might be talking 20,000 people.
他来说，你去喂饱这五千男人女人，其实可能总共加上大人孩子，可能有两万人。你只有五饼二鱼，你说你怎么喂吗
？It's impossible.
那是不可能的。
But when he commands it, it implies that he is going to make it possible.
当他命令吩咐的时候，那就意味着说，暗示的说，他要使之成为可能。
I always laugh when I read in John the story of Lazarus.
我在读到约翰福音所记载的拉萨路的故事的时候，我就会想，
Because Jesus stands in front of the tomb and says, "Lazarus, come out."
因为主耶稣站在这个那个坟墓前说，拉萨路出来。
And I always think if I was in there, I would say, "I can't, I'm dead."
然后如果我是在那个坟墓里，我会拉上，我说不可能，我死了。
If I could come out, I wouldn't be in here.
如果我能够出来的话，我就不会躺在那个坟墓里。
Don't just stand there and tell me to come out.
你不能站在那就说让我出来。
But when Jesus gives a command,
当主耶稣给一个命令的时候，
it implies a promise that he's getting ready to do something that makes that command possible.
它就是一个应许，让这个命令，让这个吩咐成为可能。
And so at the end of Matthew 5,
所以在马太福音结尾的时候，
when Jesus says,
当主耶稣说，
be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect.
他说你要完全像你的天父那样完全。
He is not saying.
他没有，主耶稣说的不是。
Do enough.
你要做的足够。
And you'll be okay.
那你就没问题了。
I'm going to walk away and leave you all here to do it now.
我现在就要走开，你们自己好好干啊。
But he's also not saying what many of us say.
他也没有说我们很多人会说的。
Well, that's impossible.
那是不可能的。
So I won't even try.
所以我试都不试。
What he is saying is this.
他所说的是，
not. Here's the bad news.
这边就是一个坏消息。
That you have to be good enough to be part of my kingdom.
不是说你要好到一定程度，你才能成为我国的。
The reason this bothers me so much in the church.
这个第一个就是那个完美主义做，这个为什么让我就是很搅扰我在教会里让我觉得是这个问题。
It's because quite frankly, perfectionism is not good news.
因为呢，完美主义不是好消息。
And when the gospel becomes bad news, it's not gospel anymore.
如果当这个福音变成不是好消息的时候，变成坏，它是坏消息的时候，就不再是好消息。
Jesus is not saying to them.
主耶稣没有对他们说。
I've come to turn the gospel into bad news.
我来把福音变成一个坏消息。
That it's up to you to do this.
那这个完全在于你们来做啊。
But he's also not saying.
但是主耶稣也没有说。
The gospel is the bad news that you can't be changed from what you are. You're just going to always be who you were.
主耶稣也就说这个坏消息就是你没法改变你原来的样子，你就一直是这个样。他也没有这么说。
This whole sermon on the mount.
所以这个整个登山宝训
is good news, not bad news.
不是坏消息，而是好消息。
And this is the good news that he's giving us.
这是他所给我们的好消息。
It's not a new law that brings even greater bondage than the old law.
它不是一个新的一个律法，甚至比那个老旧的律法带来更多的限捆绑跟辖制。
Sometimes I've heard teaching of on the Sermon on the Mount.
我有时候听到就是讲教导这个登山宝训。
That makes it even worse than the Old Testament law.
让它比这个旧约的律法还要糟糕。
At least in the Old Testament, all I had to do was manage not to kill him. Now I can't even be mad at him.
就是在旧约里面，起码我能做，就是说我不去杀人就好了。到现在，我都甚至不能对这个人生气。
You understand?
你了解吗？
In the Old Testament, all I had to do was not commit adultery. Now I can't even think wrong thoughts.
在旧约里面，起码说就是说你不可奸淫。到现在是你都不能有这种不好的想法。
This is not good news. This is worse.
这个不是好消息，这简直更糟糕了。
So what Jesus is doing?
那不是主耶稣所做。
But he also very clearly is not saying.
但是主耶稣也是非常清楚的说。
Just don't worry about it.
别管，哎，不用担心啊。
You can't do this, so don't worry.
所以你反正你也做不到，所以你就别担心。
What he is giving is some incredible good news.
主耶稣所给我们的是难以想象的大好消息。
And it is this.
它是这样的。
In my life, in my kingdom.
在我的国度里边，
this is what life is going to look like.
Life?
Life,
这是在我的国度里边，这个生命，这个生活是看的是这样的。
It's going to be a beautiful life.
那是一个美好的生活。
Because if you're honest, isn't loving your neighbor a lot happier life than hating your neighbor?
就是诚实的来讲，你爱你的邻舍，不是比恨你的邻舍一个更好的生活吗？
I hope you've never lived next to one of these people, but you've seen pictures of these people who surround their yard with, you know, guns and signs.
我知道，我想你可能希望你不会有这样子生活在这样的环境里。但是你有没有看过照片？就这个人的院子外边都是又是枪啊，又是那个大标语，就是那个。
I lived down the street from someone who took the weather vane on the house when he bought it, and he replaced it with a little imitation shotgun.
然后呢，我的那个邻居呢，他买房子之前，他房子上有一个像那种公鸡，就是说那个。
So that as the wind blows, this gun.
他本来是一个像一个就像那个公鸡就这样一个表示一个一个天气的，他现在把它换成一个标准是一个枪，所以每次风一吹，那个枪就来回左右的，当然是个假的啊，那个枪的一个标准来回乱晃。
But the truth is.
但是那个真。就真实的情况是
People who live with I'm afraid of my neighbors, I hate my neighbors are not happy people.
如果一个人就在总是想着说我害怕我的邻居，我也不喜欢我的邻居，我恨我的邻居，这样的人他其实本身自己也是很不开心。
So when Jesus says love your neighbor, he's giving good news. This is a better way to live.
所以当主耶稣说爱你的邻舍，爱人爱你的邻舍的时候，这是一个好消息，因为这是一个更好的生活方式。
And then the key to this is,
然后这个问题，这个达到这一切的关键在于
not do it all,
不是说你要把这些
not
去做做的一切
but
也不是说做不到
I will do it in you,
而是说我在耶稣里面 you mean in Christ, like
in Christ, Christ will do it in us,
yeah, 就是我们在主里面靠着主通过我们来做出来。
Jesus' response to the rich young man is.
主耶稣对这个富有的那个年轻的副官的回应就是
You can never do enough.
你永远也做了，不能够做到足够。
To earn it.
你如果你想要，如果你想要说赢得赚的自己能够进天堂，就是得有的话，这个标准不断的高。
Imperfectionism of the disciples to say, well, don't worry about it, can't do it anyway.
这个imperfectionist is not right, right?
Right, right, right.
It's not right.
It's not right.
所以这个不完美主义 ，oh, I have a like a fault, you know, 就是有缺陷的哦，缺，他就说缺陷主义吧，就是那个门徒说，反正我们都是有缺点的，我们都不完美，所以就这样了，我们就不做了。
Jesus' response to both.
所以主耶稣对这两种错误的一个回应就是
，With man, it's impossible.
说在人是不能的。
You will never come up to the standard.
你永远也达不到说那个神那个完美的标准，你不是说达到那个完美的标准。
But with God, all things are possible.
但是呢，在神凡事都能。
So Matthew 5:48.
所以马太福音五章四十八节。
The other commands, love God with all your heart.
那别的诫命就是说。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
就是尽心尽意爱你的神，还有就是爱人如己。
These are not legalistic clubs to beat us to death.
这个不是律法主义的大棍子来把我们打死的。
They are a beautiful, gracious promise.
这是神的这个非常有恩典的应许。
That through Christ,
就是通过借着耶稣，
through the Holy Spirit working in us day by day,
就是靠着圣灵在我们生命中每一日的工作。
We can live this way.
我们可以活出来这样的生活。
Through the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵，靠着圣灵。
We can love God.
我们可以爱神。
Through the Holy Spirit, we can love our neighbor as ourselves.
因着圣灵，借着圣灵，我们可以爱人如己。
One reason, a couple reasons that's so important. One is it takes it away from me doing it.
这个问题呢，从
achievement.
一种就是把这种重担，就是说必须是我做的，这种就是一个成就这样的表现，把这个重担挪开。
From being a one-time dramatic moment.
然后另外一个就是说，另外一个倾向就是说啊，有一个特别激动人心的时刻，从那个时候开始，
and then we're done.
我们就做完了，就没问题了。
Some of our people are going to this exponential conference this week.
我们有人要去参加一个课会。
I already told you I like those things. They're wonderful.
我也说过，我就说我也喜欢这种课会，然后
I also hate
我也喜欢，但是我同时也不喜欢也。
Because 10 times this week.
因为这个星期已经有十次。
Some wonderful speaker.
有些很棒的讲员。
Francis Chan, if he's there again. He's going to tell you some dramatic stories.
然后比如说有一个讲员，他会告诉你一些激动人心的。
Danielle Strickland is going to tell about how she got up in the morning and she went and she tore down a house of prostitution and she came back home and fixed supper for her kids.
然后他就会告诉你他怎么样去把那个妓院的那个房子给拆了，然后回家给孩子做饭。
And you're going to be in tears.
然后你听了很激动啊，都开始在那儿掉眼泪。
And then they're going to say, "Let's stand," and the keyboard is still being played.
然后当大家都开始站起来，然后那个就开始钢琴弹那个很美好的音乐。
And they're going to say, "How many of you will go back home and do this in your community?"
然后他们就会说，你们多少人要回到你们的社区就
开始做这件事。I mean,
你在那里情况下，你肯定要举手。
2,000 people have both hands in the air.
然后一万人两只手都举在空中。
And you're standing right there saying, "I don't love my neighbors."
你不可能站在那儿抱着手说我不爱我的邻舍，肯定不会吧？在那种场合下。
Here's the problem.
但是这个问题。
So we're going to raise our hands, and we're going to mean it.
我们真的是诚心的，我们举手，我们是真心诚意的。
But the conference ends on Thursday, and I have to go to work on Friday.
但是呢，这个座会今天结束，我必须得上班。星期五得去上班了。
Right?
是不是
？And I've got some coworkers.
然后我的同事。
That are not very easy to love.
去不容易去爱这个同事。
And I work in a church. It's got to be really bad for you all.
然后我在教会里，那当然对你们来讲就更难了，要爱我。
You understand?
你了解吗？
What Jesus does with this teaching is move it away from a single moment of drama.
所以主耶稣所教导的就是从这个非常激动人心的像一个充满戏剧性的这样一个时刻。
You guys who go to that conference, by Wednesday night, if you don't love your neighbor, there's something wrong with you. I mean, you're not going to be loving your neighbor.
参加那个特会，到了星期三的晚上，如果你还不爱你的邻舍，那肯定是你有什么错了，你自己有毛病。
What Jesus does for us with this teacher.
但是主耶稣的这个教导就是
He is on Friday.
在星期五早晨
In the middle of the morning.
在上午的时候
I can say.
我可以说
God, you said to love my neighbor.
你说神呐，你说要爱我的邻舍。
And I don't.
但是我却不爱他们。
It's irritating.
是他们真的是造人很烦。
God, if you had known him, I don't know if you'd have given that command.
神呐，你要是认识我这个同事，我就不知道你还会不会再给这个诫命。
But since you did,
因为你给了这个诫命，这个
I need you to give me that love.Right now, for this specific situation,
我真的是需要你就在现在，就为现在这个具体的环境，你把你的爱给我。
So that Jesus moves this from this perfection-driven, performance-driven.
所以主耶稣就把这个
从，
就是说你必须是这个完美主义的，你必须要做的这种情况挪到。
And he moves it from just this one-time emotional moment.
从这个一次性的非常激动人心的这个时刻。
To a day by day by day way of life.
成为一个一天一天的这样的生活。
Now, very quickly, let me look at.Some example of what this looks like.
然后呢，我很快给大家一个例子，看这个在实际中看的什么样的。
And I'm going to move quickly from Matthew to Romans.
然后我现在就从马太福音跳到罗马书。
I'll stop in James for a moment. James 2.
我先到雅各书第二。
Because I love the phrase that James uses.
因为我很喜欢雅各所用的那个词。
He calls it in James chapter 2 verse 8.
他在雅各书第二章第八节。
You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
他说，经上说要爱人如己。
He calls it the royal law.
他把这个称为是至尊的律法。
Royal, it's the law of the kingdom.
他有一个翻译是行富有王权的律法，就是那个。
Like in Matthew.
他说在马太福音第五章叫富有王权的律法。
Jesus said, "This is the law for my kingdom."
他说，主耶稣说，这是我的国度的律法。
It's the royal law.
它是一个，就是带有王权的这样一个律法。
And he says,
成为至尊的律法,
it's going to show in everything.
他说会显示在每样事情当中,
if you fulfill the royal law, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing well.
如果你们就是照遵守这条至尊的律法,
and then he gives one example of how it looks to not fulfill that law.
然后给了一个例子, 就是没有遵守这个, 自尊的律法的例子是看得像怎么样的?
But if you show partiality, you are committing sin.
他说, 你们若按外貌待人, 便是犯罪,
and are convicted by the law as transgressors.
被律法定为犯法的,
that's one example he gives of this royal law, what it means to love your neighbor.
所以他就是给出来一个爱人如己的这个 这个富有王权的律法的例子如果不遵守是怎么样?
Because James knows it's easy to show deference and honor to someone above us who can do something good for us.
就是说诺亚哥很知道说我们很容易对这个比我们位置高的又很有反正有能力的人对他比较好然后这样子这个人也会对我们有好处。
But Jesus' definition
但是主耶稣的这个定义
honors those who can do nothing for us.
要去尊荣那些就是什么都不能为我们做的人。
And that becomes the test of my love.
那个就是我的爱的测验。
Not just how do I treat those who are in a place to do something for me.
就是我是如何来对待那些比我位高的可以帮助到我的人的。
But how do I treat the person who is not in a place to do anything for me?
我是如何对待那些完全不能为我做任何事的人
where there will never be a reward
或者那边永远不会有任何的就是回报
James says that's the royal law, the law of the kingdom
那个是至尊的律法, 是这个富有王权的律法
Romans 13
罗马书第13章
Paul gives us a picture of this love in action
这个保罗就给了我们一个描述 就是爱在行动中表现的一个描述
owe no one anything
就是说, 凡事都不可亏欠人,
except to love one another
唯有彼此相爱,
that's the debt that we as believers have to each other
唯有在, 相爱的彼此相爱的事情上要常以为亏欠
and then he says the one who loves another has fulfilled the law
因为爱人的就完全了律法
he goes through the same list
然后他又 讲的同样的一个这个诫命的这个第一堆诫命
saying to the Romans what Jesus said to the rich young ruler
他在这里讲的跟主耶稣对那个年轻的副官是说的话是一样的 不可奸淫不可杀人
you shall not commit adultery you shall not murder you shall not steal you shall not kill
他就说 不可奸淫像那不可奸淫不可杀人不可偷盗不可贪婪会有别的诫命
and he says these are summed up in this word
他说这一切呢都包在这一句话里了
You shall love your neighbor as yourself
就是要爱人如己
And then he explains how that sums it all up
然后他又解释了这一切是怎么总结在这句话里的
Love does no wrong to a neighbor
他说爱是不加害于人的 也就是说爱是对邻人不做恶事
Therefore love is the fulfilling of the law
所以爱就完全成全了律法
That sums it all up
这个就把这一切都总结出来了。This last
part of Romans
所以这个罗马书的最后的这几章
is a series of examples of how love fulfills the law.
就是说是一系列的例子 就是说爱是如何成就了律法。
Chapter 12
第12章
Loving our neighbor as fellow believers is serving the body of Christ.
爱弟兄, you mean verse 10?
No, 12, chapter 12, starting at verse 3.
Okay. 第12章的第2节,第3节。
He goes through, he gives a list of spiritual gifts.
他就给了我们这个属灵的恩赐。
Now, I don't love my neighbor as myself.
我没有爱我的邻舍像爱我自己。
And I discover that I have some gift.
我发现我有一些,
who is going to be the primary beneficiary of that gift?
如果, you mean the real gift or the spiritual gift? What do you mean?
Any gift.
就是如果我有些礼物, 那谁是这个礼物的最佳的, 谁是受惠者呢? me. 那肯定是我自己。
Right? We see this in Corinthians.
我们在这个哥林多前书，哥林多。
All checking which gift do I have?
他们都在查说，哎，我有什么恩赐
？And then how can I get the most benefit out of it?
我怎么样从我的恩赐里面得到最大的益处呢？
That hasn't changed entirely.
其实现在也没完全改变
，right?
是不是
？Apart from loving our neighbor,
如果除了就是去爱邻舍
，the spiritual gift becomes a way of serving myself.
我的属灵的恩赐也变成了就是服侍我自己的一种方式，一种途径。
But in Romans, Paul is telling them how love fulfills the law.
但是在罗马书里，保罗就讲到说，爱是如何成全了律法。
And so these gifts, he says,
所以这些恩赐呢
，are to be used,
这些礼物呢
，for the benefit of others in the body,
是为了在这个基督身体里这个服侍别的肢体的。
Verse 10, he gives us another example of what this is going to look like.
所以在第十节他就给了我们另外一个这个用出来是像什么样的。
Love one another with brotherly affection.
他说要以弟兄之情彼此相爱，就要彼此相爱如同手足。
And he says this wonderful thing. I've never seen a church do this competition.
我在教会里从来没有看到教会做这样的一个竞赛。
I've seen churches do competitions for who can invite the most people in a month.
我看到教会做这种比赛，就是说看这个月里谁能邀请最多的人来教会。
And that's nice.
那个挺好的。
But I don't find it directly commanded in the Bible.
但是我没有发现这一点在圣经里直接的被
competitions how many people can bring their Bibles?
多少人能够多少人竞赛，就是说每个星期你都带着圣经。
Sunday school competitions, who can memorize the most verses?
或者主日学的比赛，就是说谁能够背下来这些经文。
Sunday school or youth groups, boys versus girls, who can bring in the most offering to the missionaries?
或者是主日学，或者是儿童主日学，男孩跟女孩之间竞争，说谁能给这个宣教这个施工带来最多的奉献。
And all those are perfectly fine, but none of them are commanded in Scripture. Thou shalt have a competition for Bible memory.
但是圣经里没有一个地方有这个命令说你们要有一个这个背诵经文的这样子一个竞赛。
The only direct competition I've ever read in Scripture is the one that I've never seen a church do.
但是我在圣经里面所看到的唯一的命令的一个直接的一个竞赛，但是我却没有看到任何教会去这样做过。
Paul says,
保罗说
outdo one another. That's a competition, right?
Yeah.
Verse 10? That one?
Verse 10, the last part of verse 10.
I know, but which translation you use? Version?
ESV.
OK, 他就说他那个 outdo 他的英文就是说要比一比，看谁比谁更能谦让对方。
Outdo one another in showing honor.
他说要论敬重，然后他说有一个翻译引申中的比较，他说论敬重人要互相推尊。
Paul says to them,
保罗对他们说
I want you to compete with one another.
他说我保罗说我想你们彼此敬。
Who can show the most honor? Mm-hmm.
保罗说我想你们。
Who can put others first?
保罗说我想你们这样子，就是如果在这方面比较或者竞争，就是说谁能够比谁，把谁更放在高位，就是说更。就是他这个写的要互相推尊，可能这里面
翻译不好。Does Chinese say it?
No, they don't translate out the outdo. I think the close one what, translation, there are four translations.
What's it say?
It's like, there is one, I think it's the best. They said, push each other to the honor place. Push
yeah,
each other. 叫他这个吕振中翻译的说论敬重人，就谈到敬重人
okay, yeah,
要互相推尊
yeah, yeah,
推。
It's not wrong, but Paul's imagery here.
但是保罗这里讲到的这个，他描述的一个图像就是
compete with each other in putting others at the honor place.
就是大家有一个竞争，就是这个竞争，这个比赛是什么呢？就是把别的人推到这个尊位，推到一个尊荣的位置，把别的人
work just as hard.
就像你那么努力的去工作
at pushing others to the place of honor.
就把另外一个人，把别人推到一个尊荣的位置。
As you used to do,
就像你过去经常做的
as you used to work
at pulling in honor.
就像你过去做的，你把这个想把这个尊荣，我们不自觉的归到自己身上。
You see what Paul is saying?
你知道保罗这里说的吗？
Now think about it.
想一想。
Wouldn't that change the atmosphere in our churches and in our meetings and in our groups?
那个会不会就是改变我们的这个会议，或者是我们的整个的一个气氛呢？教会的这个氛围。
When what really mattered to us was.
所以对我们真正重要的就是。
How can I best honor Richard? That would be fun.
我们如何最好的来就是尊荣，就是给这个理查德弟兄一个尊荣。
Richard, you have to come because I mean, what am I going to do if you're not here?
你必须得在这儿，你要不在这儿，我都不知道找谁举例子。
But you see what Paul is doing in this.
你看到保罗在这里所说的吗？
I'm wanting you to see what love looks like.
我想你看到这个爱。
This love your neighbor, this perfect, be perfect.
这个要完全就是爱你的邻舍。
What that looks like when we move it into our local application.
就是我们如何把这个爱邻舍就是这样子要完全放到我们个人就是实际的生活当中，我们的处境当中看起来像什么样的。
Because it's easy to love those people out there that I actually don't bump into.
因为就爱那些跟我没有任何关系的人是很容易的。
It is much harder to love and honor, compete in honoring those who I sit with every week.
然后我每个星期坐在一起的去爱那个人，然后去把他放在这个就是比赛，把他放到一个尽量的把他放到一个尊荣的位置，这个可是不容易。
Verse 13 he says care for one another's needs.
然后第十三节他就说到要分担彼此的缺乏。
14 through 21 live peaceably with each other.
第十四节到二十一节就是要和睦相处。
Even your enemy.
即使是你的仇敌。
If your enemy is hungry, feed him.
若是能行，他就说总是要与众人和睦。他说如果你的
He's thirsty, give him something.
仇敌若饿了，给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。
Love your enemies.
所以要爱你的仇敌。
Meet their needs.
就是去满足，去照顾他们的需要。
Chapter 13.
第十三章。
This loving your neighbor
这个爱你的邻舍
is going to impact your connection, your relationship with your government authorities.
就也是会影响到你跟这个在上掌权的这样的一个关系。
And I remind you when you read this,
我要再次提醒大家，当你读这个的时候
because a while back someone said to me,
因为很有一阵了，有人跟我说
they were very sincere, they just weren't.
他们是很真诚的。但是他们可能就是根本也没有怎么想。
They said,
他们说
that Romans 13 stuff would work when you have a Democratic president.
当你有一个这个民主党的这样的一个总统的时候，这个罗马书十三章这个行不通。
And I said, yeah, I think you're right.
我说我讲的是对的。
Nero couldn't have been nearly as bad.
尼鲁皇帝可没这么糟糕。
Because when Paul writes this,
当保罗写这个的时候
he is writing to people in Rome,
他在写信给这个罗马的这个基督徒
under the thumb of Nero,
是在这个尼鲁皇帝的统治之下。
Now, this is not a political philosophy class, and I'm not going to get into that.
这个不是讲这个政治哲学，我也不讲。
But my point is this.
但是我要讲的要点是观点是
that Paul is saying to these believers.
保罗对这些相基督徒说
my teaching about loving others perfectly.
我关于就是说要完全的就是要完全的爱人。
If it is true what I'm teaching you, Paul says.
如果我对你讲的我的教导是真的
it will work even in Rome.
即使在罗马的环境下也行也是可以运行行得通的
even under Nero
即使是在尼鲁皇帝的统治
and I am pretty sure
我很确定
because people haven't changed that much
因为人其实没有太大的
I'm pretty sure that when they read this letter
当他们读这封信的时候
I've told you before how Paul's letters were read the church gathered
我你们以前讲过，就是说他们那时候信，就是大家教会聚集在一起，然后就开始宣读他们。
Most people couldn't read.
因为绝大部分这个会众是不认字儿的。
But one of the members who was able to read.
然后可能其中教会的一个成员，他
take the letter home and practice it.
然后他就把这个信拿回家，然后就练习读。
And on Sunday morning, early before sunrise.
然后在主日的早晨，在太阳
churches gathered.
在日出之前，这个教会就聚集在一起。
And he reads Paul's letter to them.
他就给他们读保罗的书信。
That's the sermon.
那个就是当时的这个讲道。
And I am pretty sure.
我就很确定。
That when the reader came to our what we call chapter 13.
当这个读的人读到罗马书第十三章的时候。
There were those who either thought or maybe said out loud.
有些人或者在想，或者就讲出来。
Does he know who our emperor is?
保罗知道我们的皇帝是谁吗？
Has he never heard about Nero?
难道他没有听说过这个尼鲁吗？
Yes, he had.
是的，他听说过。
He's going to suffer from Nero.
保罗自己在尼鲁手下遭受逼迫。
And yet,
是的。然后保罗说，
This is what this royal law looks like.
这个自尊的富有王权的律法看起在实际生活中看起来是怎么样的？
Chapter 14.
第十四章。
Here's what this law of love looks like.
这个爱的这个自尊的律法看起来像。
He gives an example.
他就给了一个例子。
Again, a very real to life example for them.
这是对他们来讲在这个实际生活中的一个例子。
There were those
有那些
who said we have to follow the Jewish food laws.
我们得跟随这个犹太人的饮食律法。
We are Jews.
我们是犹太人。
We converted out of Judaism.
或者我们就是转向。
But we've always followed these laws and we think we still have to do it.
进了犹太教，那我们就原来总是跟着这个遵守这个饮食律法，我们还得继续。
And there were others.
那有别的人
who said
说。
We don't have to keep those.
我们不需要遵守这些。
Those are fulfilled in Christ.
这些都在耶稣基督里成就了。
Some observed all of the feast days and the Sabbaths.
有些就是遵守所有的这些像安息日啊这些节期啊。
Others said, we don't have to do that.
有的人就说我们不需要做这个。
And Paul said to them,
保罗对他们说，
If you are one of the ones who keeps all of those,
如果你是这个就是遵守这所有的一切的。
I don't have time to explain this terminology, but I love the fact that he calls the conservative ones here the weak Christians.
所以他在这里把这个保守主义的人称为信心软弱的。
He says, if you're one of the weak ones,
如果你是那个信心软弱的，
who has to keep those laws,
你必须要遵守这些过去的律法，这些传统。
Go ahead and keep them.
You mean that's a tradition too, right? The traditional one.
The Jewish food laws.
Yeah,
the Old Testament. No, they're not tradition. They're Old Testament. They're Bible. 他在旧
约的律法。他说，我说的，他说不是传统。我问他。
He says, if you have to keep those,
如果你必须要遵守这些旧约的律法，
keep them.
那你就遵守他们。
But don't condemn the people, don't criticize and judge the people who don't have those convictions.
但是呢，也不要去论断或者去说那些吃的人。
Why?
为什么？因为神已经。因为你爱他们，如果这样的话，就不是出于爱了。
And
然后同时呢
，If you are one of the ones who have been delivered from that bondage to those,
如果你已经从那个旧约的这个律法的这个辖制之下，这个捆绑之下，你出来了。
Do not invite this person who has these convictions to a dinner at your house.
不要去邀请，就是这些人他遵守这些旧约的律法来一起吃饭。
And serve them barbecued pork.
不要邀请这个遵守旧约律法的人来吃饭，但是却给他们吃这个猪肉。
And mock them,
然后
就嘲笑他们 because they don't eat it.
因为你的这个同伴呢，就是你另外一个信主人，他不吃猪肉，你就嘲笑他。
Because you love them.
你为什么不去？因为你这样，因为你爱他们。
Paul says something incredible.
保罗说的一些东西非常的棒。
He says, I'm free of all these things.
他说我在这方面我都是自由的。
But, he says, verse 15,
第十五节他说,
if your brother is going to be destroyed by what you eat,
他说你若因食物叫弟兄忧愁就是、
you're not walking in love.
你就不是按着爱人的道理行。
Do not destroy a person for whom Christ died.
基督已经替他死了，你不可因你的食物毁了他。就是你不可因为一点食物而损害基督舍命救赎的人。对有的人来讲，就是说你不可因为什么东西让你的这个基督舍命救赎的人损害他。对有些人来讲，这个东西就是食物。就
He says, if I have to not eat meat the rest of my life, I'll do it.
他说如果我
save someone's.
他说如果我本一生不吃肉，我也为了弟兄的缘故，我也可以。
But here's what I want you to see.
所以我想。让大家所看到的是
Paul is saying this,
保罗所说的是
As believers,
作为就是信基督徒
We are going to disagree on some things.
我们会有不同的意见不同的看法
We're going to disagree on some things that go right back to Bible.
我们会在圣经上的一些东西 You mean about our opinion about the Bible or start from the Bible that appears
Our interpretation.
OK, 就算我们对圣经的这个解释我们也会有不同的意见。
And that's why I don't want to just use the word tradition on their disagreement about...
所以刚才我讲到说
Because this came from Bible.
因为我刚才讲到旧约的律法我用了个词传统那个词是不对的。他是说那个不是传统那个因为那个旧约的律法是从圣经里来的。
Someone one time told me, Romans 14 is like the difference between using chopsticks and using forks. No, it's not.
有的人就说有的人说哦罗马书十四章的这个不同就好像有人用叉子吃饭，有人用筷子吃饭，不是这样的。
They were both basing their beliefs on scripture.
他们两方，他们的信念都是基于圣经。
And they had come to different interpretations.
他们有，他们结果他们有两个不同的解释，所以这一点是很重要的。
Because here's what happens when we read Romans 14.
因为当我们读罗马书十四章的时候，常常会这样的情况。
We say, oh, that's all true, but the issue that I'm judging others on is Bible.
但是呢，他说他说的这个是对的，但是我来判断这个议题这个问题的标准就是圣经。
I've never heard someone say, well, I'm judging them based on something optional.
我从来没有听到一个人说，我判断这个事情是根据一个有选项的事情来判断。
Come back to this.
我们都有都回到圣经上。
Paul says,
但是保罗说
I must love my Christian brothers and sisters enough.
我必须要这样如此的爱我的弟兄姐妹。
That when I disagree on some very, very important things to me.
就是即使是在对我来讲很对我个人来讲非常非常的重要的事情上有不同意见时
I will not condemn them.
我不会去谴责他们
their interpretation.
那是他们的解释他们的解读
And I,
这是我的
Or if I'm on the other side, I will not use my freedom.
在另外一方面我也不会用我的自由 To what? To
destroy them.
我也不会用我的自由去毁坏对方去让对方跌倒
All right, I have to love my brother enough to go practice.
我必须得爱我的弟兄，这样子去练习了。
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Lord, help us not to walk away from your teaching with a list of rules.
主啊，让我们不会就是拿了一堆的规则就走开了，从你的真正的教导里边。
Help us not to get the mindset that okay, this is something we earn by how well we do it.
不是有一个心态就是说哦这个是我们要做的或者在于我们做的多好所以我们以赚得这样的一个
give us hearts of love for you and love for one another
给我们一颗爱你的心一颗爱灵魂爱灵舍的心
that daily
然后每一天
we seek the power of your spirit
我们在寻求圣灵你的能力
to live out what it means to love our neighbor as ourselves
就是能活出来爱人如己
Love you with our whole heart.
让我们全心的爱你。
Pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.